Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Buka jalan, buka.
Good morning, everyone. Nine dead in Jakarta this morning. The big international story. Two explosions rocked the central business district. Two luxury hotels, both American-owned, the Ritz-Carlton and the JW Marriott. It's where the casualties were centered. The bombers are believed to actually have been staying in the hotel. Joining us now is Jim Della Giacoma, Southeast Asia Project Director in Jakarta for the International Crisis Group. Jim Della Giacoma, does this fit a pattern of bombings in this region, or does it stand alone in some way?
Well, in some ways, the events this morning are slightly different. In the past, we've seen a lot of vehicle-borne explosive devices or bombs, and indeed, the last previous attack on the Marriott Hotel was a car bomb. And so this is a slightly different, and as you just said, it appears that the security of the hotel has been breached, and that is something that we're waiting to find out more information about.
Is this a targeting, do you think, and again, we're speculating here, but still, is this a targeting, do you think, of the economic lifeblood of Indonesia, or is it more of a political target in the sense that tourists and possibly Westerners would be staying there, or is it a target because they're American-owned?
It's hard to tell, and as you said, it's a lot of speculation, but clearly these are high-profile targets. They're in very much the geographic center of Jakarta and the commercial center of Jakarta. So it may be targeted for all sorts of reasons. But if the terrorists were seeking to gain maximum publicity or attention for their act, then they have been very successful at that.
The Jemaah Islamiyah group, which has been known to target attacks like this in this particular region, no sign of them so far. What's the next step?
Well, it's too early to tell who was responsible. And while there have been many reports and fingers pointed at JI, I think the president himself said that until a proper investigation is done, everybody should be careful about pointing fingers and making accusations. There are a number of other splinter groups and small radical groups in Indonesia that may have been responsible, but it's quite difficult to tell from the modus operandi or the there's been no other information or claims of responsibility. So it's very difficult point the end of the finger at any particular group.
And no claim of responsibility. Jim Della Giacoma, Southeast Asia Project Director in Jakarta for the International Crisis Group. Nine dead, dozens injured at bombings at two luxury hotels in Jakarta, timed right after an election in that country. But government officials, as recently as just today, are saying that no evidence that there's anything timed about this bombing for the election there in Indonesia.